I mean, they also do say, like, good recession weeds out the weak in some ways, and it leaves the strong.
Déclencheur mini.
Une technique expliquée en quelques minutes seulement.
Welcome, welcome for this Déclencheur mini. A few weeks ago, I sat through a conference from Marcus Bell, and the conference was organized by Azuke Book. Marcus Bell is a photographer from Australia that does mostly wedding photography. And the conference was about the evolution of the marketplace. We learned many, many things, too many to summarize them here. But what I found very interesting was how close his approach as a photographer was to his approach as a marketer. As a photographer, he told us that it was very important to listen to the customer, listening to who is important to the bride, listening to where the bride used to play, and that gave him ideas for images that are full of emotions for his customers. Likewise, as a marketer, he listens to his customers to come up with new products. For example, when he realized that his customers were using his pictures on Facebook or on digital frames, at first he wasn't happy about that, but he realized that that was a need that he had to address better. Likewise, for reprints, customers always feel that reprints are overpriced, and therefore listened to them and adjusted his offers by adjusting his prices, charging more upfront, and also his products to better differentiate them from common reprints. And the result was continued growth. After the conference, I sat down with Marcus Bell and recorded the following interview.
So Marcus, who are you?
I'm a photographer from Australia. I love photographing and capturing images, and find that, you know, it's just the embellishment of really, you know, producing a beautiful image forever that gives me great joy.
You've just given this conference where you covered your inspiration and then you move into the marketing. One of the things you said is you love photography, it's your passion, you've been a banker, very boring, and then after 2 years in business, your wife told you that if you don't improve your business skill, you won't be able to photograph anymore.
I mean, it was really just a reality, and it was actually the time we ended up getting a business coach as well. So I got someone in to help me where I wasn't skilled, and I think that was part of it, being a person to face their fears and face perhaps the reality that I wasn't good at business. Or I just needed a gentle hand in that area, where rather than feeling too proud, I got a hand in the areas that I felt I was weak in. And I think that's definitely a challenge, you know, to open yourself up for that. Interesting enough, like a lot of the information that was given to us, we already knew, but it was actually having someone help to apply it and making sure that we're, you know, reaching our goals. And I think that was probably the biggest thing that I went away with is monitoring your goals and writing them down. And it is a proven fact that you're more likely to achieve your goal if you do just write it down.
One of the things that struck me as I was listening to the presentation, you move into the more recent things you're doing, like the videos. People are a bit, you know, down and they feel like it's not great. And you take completely different view. Is this correct?
Yeah, I would definitely say, like, I mean, definitely at first, like, I was, you know, quite concerned, like everyone else, about the marketplace. And then I thought about it is that if I feel that way, like, it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. And there was going to be, you know, new opportunities. I mean, we're definitely working harder than ever before. I mean, we have seen, like, a small downturn, but we've offset that downturn. We're reducing some costs and thinking smarter and working quicker and even actually producing a better product. I was going to say the little downtime that we have, we're looking at making what we do even better.
One of the things you showed us is you've created many new products, actually, products that you feel are more attuned to what people want today.
Yeah, I mean, how that came about was really, you know, looking at the 20-year-olds now, knowing and understanding my market is that I normally photograph weddings where they're about 27 to 35 or even, you know, 40 years old. I know that the 20-year-olds today, maybe in 7 years' time, they're going to want completely different to what a 27-year-old today wants. So it started to research and what young people, how they're experiencing multimedia and so forth, and how they're experiencing images. And it, there definitely was like a, you know, more of an experience that people wanted to have rather than just a single image. combining music, still images, and words even, together with motion footage as well.
One of the things you said is we need to do things that people can't do at home.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like in Australia, our retail chains like Harvey Norman, and you can produce for, you know, 100 euro, like 20 by 30 or a 30 by 40 inch canvas to hang on the wall. So, like, a really nice product, but quite cheap. So, you know, just looking even at that one product is look at how we can deliver a much superior product that looks different. So rather than where we used to not frame our canvases because they just look good that way, we're actually going back to the tradition of framing canvas. I think sometimes we can get so opinionated about like a, and I'm still guilty of that. It can cloud our mindset of, well, I never thought of it that way. I guess it's being open to ideas. And rather than, you know, maybe seeing it from other people's perspective and just sort of evaluating, and then in some ways, like, it then becomes a collaboration. It's the best of what you can offer the client, and it's the best that the client can offer you as well. And they're just really telling you what they really want.
If you had to summarize your message today in a few words, what would those words be?
I think it would be like, you know, follow your dream. So if you've lost the passion, you know, find it. Because without passion and without goals and without a dream, then you're really not going to work hard at it. If you want to be successful, you know, it does take hard work.
Avec Déclencheur Mini, la photo s'écoute enfin.